אנחנו לומדים מתוך חובר.
We are reading from the Passover booklet, page 187, an article by the Rabash. We are in second column, Ba'amur Navin. You can get into our site, Kavda TV, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So, the article is What is from Impatient and Hard Work in the Work by the Rabash. We will start with the second column, and now we can understand the second column. The Holy Zohar explains about the verse, and Moshe spoke so to the people of Israel, meaning the news of redemption, and they did not listen to him because of their impatience and hard work. He says that impatience, meaning malchut, which her hand was short from saving Israel. We need to explain, as known, that the main work is in malchut. Like the Ari says, that the exile of Egypt was that the Bechina of that reason in sanctity was in exile, meaning that Malchut of Heaven, the Kingdom of Heaven, where we need to receive the burden of the Kingdom of Heaven because He is big and mighty, meaning not in order to receive a reward, rather there should be a work, the work should be a great pleasure, because one was privileged to serve the king because of the importance of the king. That was in exile, meaning the importance of sanctity was not revealed, and that is called divinity in ashes. Meaning, when a person needs to receive upon himself to work for heaven's sake, that work is regarded as loathsome work, because he doesn't find in it a taste of importance. It turns out that in that Malchut is in the dust, which is something not important. That was the cause that it will be a hard work.
And this is called impatience, meaning that the Malchut, which is an important thing, that is, one who serves the king, is referred to as one who sees the face of the king, who sits first in the Malchut. For these people, it is not considered sitting at the king's place, and they are those who see the king's face, who sit first in the Malchut, and that is considered hard work, in terms of saying that they are impatient and they don't have high spirits. However, when the Malchut is in exile under the rule of the shells, then the Malchut is considered for them as dust, that is, an unimportant matter. And this is called impatience, meaning that the Malchut cannot provide high spirits, as it should when you're seated with the king. It turns out that impatience and hard work are intertwined, meaning if the Malchut is in the dust, that is unimportant, that induces hard work, because regarding something that there is no taste in, then each and every moment a person overcomes and works. This overcoming is very difficult, and not always can a person overcome. And this is what is said, that the last spirit, which is Malchut, still hasn't governed the world to lead straight laws, which means that the Malchut did not yet have any government, so that everyone will see the laws that are on its behalf, that they are straight laws, meaning that everything will sit with the heart, that everyone will feel that the Malchut, which is called providence of good that does good, meaning that the world follows its lead, as it is written, and his kingdom ruled all. But this was not yet apparent. And therefore he says, therefore there was impatience, and that spirit which is the Malchut was still short from saving Israel, which means that the Malchut was still in exile, and therefore its hand was too short from saving Israel. However, when she comes out of exile, she provides the spirit for man to be in a lofty state. Therefore, when Moses came and gave them the news of the redemption, they could not believe, meaning that they will get out of exile of Egypt. As it is written, and I shall take you out of the suffering of Egypt and save you from their enslavement. Meaning that it's not just that you won't have any hard work to do, but you won't have any work to do. And that is something they could not believe. How could such a thing be? In other words, if they would believe that, then with the power of faith they would leave exile. That is, the Malchut, called Spirit, Ruach, would rise higher in its importance, as it is written, who knows the rising spirit of humans that is above, and the spirit of the beast descends below to the ground. We should interpret the spirit of humans, meaning after one exits the beastly level and becomes Adam, man. As our sages said, you are called man. And then the spirit rises above, meaning the aspect of Malchut, that is considered spirit, rises above in its importance. However, the Ruach, spirit,
with
the beast, meaning that a person was in a state of beastliness, and then the spirit descends in its importance. And therefore, when the people of Israel had to disclose their evil in order to have a complete deficiency for the complete help to come, therefore, the children of Israel still did not hear.
One point that I felt as we were hearing the article now, and it's also mentioned in the article, a person learns
the wisdom of Kabbalah,
the method of correction. He needs to know that he is learning the wisdom of Kabbalah. Meaning there is something here, some new thing of how to receive this wisdom. As this wisdom is being received in new kilim from people, we are in some sort of reality, endless, eternal in its diversity, in its colors, in its sounds, in influences, in distances, in time, in whatnot, in millions of forms of bestowal. And we've entered into this reality, we grasp from it a small portion of it according to our vessels. It's here, but we don't feel it. Everything changed according to the changes in our vessels. The vessels of reception change, and we will feel a new reality only in such a manner. When we hear the articles, or previously we were in several lessons, I feel like people think that this needs to come to me. Nothing needs to come to me. It needs to come in me, on my behalf, within me, inside of me, this change. And then I will feel that I am in a new place because I will pick for myself. I will grasp for myself from all of eternity, a new form. Meaning I'm expecting for a change to occur in me and not on the outside. This imaginary world is still because in it changes occur seemingly around us. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing around us. We start feeling immediately over there that everything depends on me, on my qualities, and what occurs in them. Meaning, the vessels I feel as changing, and accordingly, the perception which is in the vessels I feel changing. Both this and that I scrutinize, examine, study, and from that we have the wisdom of Kabbalah. Hence, our expectations for inner changes and not for something to change on the outside. Nothing will change there. Everything within the human being. This is very important. Because we have all kinds of ramifications from this. Not too bad. It's going to pass. It'll come later, maybe soon, and it'll happen. If I am not concerned with my inner change, I will remain like this. A person must constantly explain to himself that there are no other changes other than internal changes. There is no new perception of reality other than within him according to his new qualities which he has acquired. Is this clear? Yes.
What causes the inner change to happen?
The surrounding light.
And what causes this surrounding light to reach me?
Black. For it to influence, for it to change me in the direction, in a specific direction, in which the surrounding light influences. The surrounding light is the light which is, it rains around us. If I want to be connected with everyone, to feel spiritual deficiencies, it would be worthy of everyone. But even corporeal deficiencies of everyone. I want to be one with them together. Accordingly, the surrounding light acts. And as much as it greatens me, enlarges me, what does that mean? Meaning, I connect to me external deficiencies. Accordingly, it illuminates in me also, according to those lacks which I've acquired as my lacks, by me connecting, coming closer to others, according to that, the surrounding light illuminates in them. It's in them. If you ask where it exists, it's in the surrounding vessels, in an external vessel. What's an external vessel? All the souls, all the individualistic souls, which are there, except for me. That's the vessel for the surrounding light. Yes?
This means that the change comes from the environment, from the people who surround me, and through that, the light influences me.
Only.
Okay. And now, if I go out to all kinds of places, I'm talking about environments that influence me otherwise, differently.
It's not different. It all comes from the Creator through all these factors.
Yeah, right. Seemingly. That's what you said in the beginning, that it's all my perception of reality, and it changes, and so really it's not different. It's a bit confusing.
Yeah, it's not too bad. That happens too.
What inner changes do I need to make?
You need to do. You're expecting new inner changes, but are you doing? How do you come to something inside or that you want to change other than you're touching on something that you're trying to change? Where there is there some, I don't know, some instruments, some kind of valves, some kind of potentiometers, some kind of inner keyboard maybe that you can...
So what do I need to look for? I don't even know what to expect. Inner change are two words that I don't really know what to expect there.
The inner change occurs only in connection with the connection with friends in the group. When you expect to enlarge your vessels and to broaden your vessels as you will connect with them, and by doing so you will enable the Creator to bestow upon you.
No. To engage in connection with the friends, and that's what the interchange will come from?
Interchange is exactly that connection with the others, with the friends. To engage in that, of course to engage in that. What else? How will you broaden your vessels? You're missing a vessel. You're in Ein Sof. You're in eternity. Where you're lacking deficiencies, lacks qualities. And for them to be all in bestowal, how will you acquire such things? From where? Only from others. If you will start connecting to them beyond the rejection, then it works out that you're acquiring their lacks, their deficiencies that are already ready in order to bestow, because you're attracting them despite your rejection. Do you understand? The distance between you and them, which is the rejection, will be of use for you as the surrounding light already. Yeah, think about it. Gershon.
What does it mean to draw their desires on top of the rejection, resistance?
I want to feel all the lacks of the friends as mine. This is called, at least don't do to your friend what's hated upon you. How do I come to a state of don't do to your friend what is hated upon you? I can close myself within some bubble, some wrapping, and not feel anything. That is called don't do to your friend what is hated on you. They don't exist. I reject them. I'm on my own. I sit on some island in the middle of the ocean. It's good for me. Is this called don't do to your friend what is hated on you or not? Don't do to your friend what is hated upon you is upon the great ego that I do want to do some bad to others, to use everyone, to take advantage of everyone, to exploit everyone, spin everyone. And then upon that I build a relation, an attitude where at least I neutralize my evil, this badness in me, this cruelty, this cunning, at least that I neutralize. This is called don't do to your friend what is hated upon you. Therefore, also in Chafetz Chesed, in Delighted in Mercy, and don't do to your friend what is hated upon you, we have the whole of the Na'an Chai. We have all 5 degrees of coarseness. Is this clear? Then it is called, don't do to your friend what is hate upon you. Upon what are you not doing him bad? But you have poison, you're like the serpent, and you're stopping it at a certain level, a certain degree, on everything. So in this, you have come to the degree of Bina. Maybe half of Bina, not all of it. The other half is ready to bestow. But at least you... This too is... Are degrees that are called degrees of bestowal, because without the quality of bestowal, you're not neutralizing the quality of reception. Is this clear or not? I see that there's a little bit of unclarity here. The sentence itself, is it clear? Don't do to your friend what is hated upon you. Is there something that is hated? Against this hated, you want to do something bad to him? Yes? If I hate something, it's a sign that my will to receive is still not corrected. Otherwise, I wouldn't hate anything. Otherwise, it would be neutralized. So, my desire is still under authority. It's working and demanding. If so, then I also hate others. And I want to do all kinds of tricks to them. I want to use them to lower them. I want to lower him. Because he's too smart or too wise. I, next to him, don't feel like I'm wise. I'm not enjoying. I'm suffering. So I lower him in, on one hand. The other one is rich. Also, let him get into some kind of problems. He's too strong. He's like this. He's like that. It doesn't matter what and where. I want to cause everyone such states so that they will be lesser than me. You don't believe that I'm like that? Then I'm telling you that that's how it is. And even much worse than that. Much more than that. Now, if I, towards all the billions of people, as I feel towards them, the general name for this is hatred. It's my nature. I've only revealed it in the true depth. Then that's how it is. That's how I see it. If now I build upon this an attitude which is at least neutral towards them, neutral, it's called that I've done great work. First of all, I was integrated from all 7 billion, or from the group, let's say, a few thousand people. I was included by them, integrated by them, in an egotistical desire to do from them this and that. The hatred exists, just like the Rabbi Shimon's students. And now I correct myself to a state in which the inclusion of all their desires, all their qualities in me, because I felt how much they are more and how much I want to exploit them, and so I've already acquired these qualities. They're in me already. Now I correct them. At least all of those qualities which I've acquired from them, I correct them in the degree of until Bina, to bestow in order to bestow, not to do them any bad. It's not from fear, not from, it's from me acquiring through the light such an attitude towards those desires. These desires are not mine. I acquired them from the others. And these desires are already my spiritual vessel. This is already the first nine. And in them, the light exists, the light of Chasadim. I have in this a partzuf, the partzuf of Bina. The previous hatred exists, and it's under restriction. And the attitude towards them, which now I have in me, is the light of Chasadim. I myself am without a shirt. I don't need anything. Upon what coarseness, upon what great hatred? That's the degree of Bina. delighted in mercy. That's how we build between us these vessels. Something's happening today. I don't know what's going on here. I'm not explaining anything new here. Really, and also the words. It seems to me like they're not new. Yes.
How to settle this issue where, on the one hand, we say the world is imaginary and still, and on the other hand, what's called in due time, meaning that we have to do things and all the actions that we're doing, disseminating.
Because you going out to the broad public, it seems like you're integrated by all their problems. It's not their problems. It's your problems that you're hearing only through someone. You're in being included with parts of your soul. Never you won't hear from the world something that is not belonging to you. There is no such thing. They are in you. They are all in you. All these inanimate, vegetative, animal and speaking, especially the speaking, and it seems to you like they're on the outside, and you are hearing from them, and you're doing all kinds of activities with them in order to bring them back to their place in you. You will never hear from them something that does not belong to you. I don't know how to say this. It's like cells need to return to your vessel, which now are seemingly on the outside, as if it's because you are right now in a little bit of obscurity.
I'm asking even a moment before that, the inner mechanism, there's a moment, there's an issue of the urgency to do, to go, to act. On the other hand, there's only creator and creature, and it's all the relation between them. So, to me, it's sometimes hard to settle these things. On the one hand, you have to go out and run around and do things and work and family and all kinds of details that are seemingly important.
You're doing all these things.
Isn't it something that happens anyway?
So why is it important? Even if you are doing, they're talking about who's plowing and who's doing all kinds of simple work and jobs and tasks. It doesn't matter what a person's doing. If his intention is to become more resembling to godliness, then there's no difference in the different jobs. There are no differences in these jobs.
Still, why is there sometimes a sense of urgency? We're going this way, that way, or doing all kinds of things, and
that's how your ego is dividing it. It's dividing it in such a way. But really, we don't know how to appreciate these times and those times. Yes. Who's there?
Thanks for letting me ask again. You said, don't do to your friend what you hate to be done to you. So what I hate to be done to me is very easy for me to detect, to see, and I can't stand it. But what's hated, what is hateful to my friend is not something that's natural to me. I don't naturally feel what's hateful to my friend.
No, the sentence does not sound like that. Don't do to your friend what is hated on you. You don't know what is hated on your friend. You know what's hated to you. So don't do that to your friend. You don't need to know, and you won't know anything about the friend.
I understand what you're saying, but still it's hard for me to do this. I don't detect the states where I do it, and I'm sure I'm doing it. I'm doing hateful things towards my friends. But the question is, how can I develop the sensitivity to detect these states?
Because you need to measure them first on yourself and then to pass it to the friends. Yes.
Moshe from Holland is saying, we're saying to connect. What does it mean that I have connected?
I've connected means that me and my friend are outside our desires and in a state in which we have come to cooperation, which is called a vessel of aravut, of mutual guarantee, where my desire to support him and his desire to support me, and we are in such a way in the middle between us. Yes.
Ray from Yeshar Kel in Florida is asking, how do we connect the friend's lacks to ourselves?
This happens through the reforming light. We don't need here to do some kind of actions other than to want. Even the physical actions that we do and all kinds of things, it's all together in order to invite the reforming light. The more we ask, the more it will benefit. Our work is in prayer. Because on our behalf, we only need to organize the lack. So the actions in order to organize the lack are what are important. And after the lack is already there and is organized in the right manner, we have no more to do. Immediately it merits the correction by the light, the surrounding light. Yes.
Question from Dalio from Guadalajara. When I try to come to interchanges, how do I maintain the intention to bestow if in the end these changes will happen within me?
But for the sake of what am I longing? If I'm longing for being in bestowal above reception, which is called faith above reason, or in lishma, or in spirituality above corporeality, I yearn for this and aspire for it, and I ask the light to carry out the action. I expect it. Look at, we don't have an address towards the Creator which is more acceptable, more powerful and direct than Psalms. Look at how King David, which symbolizes for us all of Malchut and the Messiah, son of David, and it can't be any other way, where David begins Malchut and the Messiah finishes the Malchut. So, what do we learn from there? Only requests. Praise and request. How great the Creator is, and all His creation is great, and everything, and I am so much like this and like that, the small one, and nothing I don't have, and so on and so forth, and thank God that I have who to turn to, and I'm only asking for one thing, to correct me so that I will be able to thank you. Something like that. The whole of Psalms, all in all. This is what Malchut, which King David symbolizes, needs to develop towards the Creator and towards Zeranpin, towards the Upper One. And we see how everything depends then how the created being depends 100% on the Creator, also by existing and also by every single moment feeling from who he it feels, that was hemmed me from ahead and from behind, in everything. So if we need to engage in this and how we arrange reality towards us, not to advance in a reality where we're in a nonsensical manner. What comes, I'm like just like this. What influences me, and that's it. No, what influences me, that's correct. Now, how do I process it to a picture, to the right picture, as much as I'm capable, and in doing so, I make myself and my connection with my friends and the study and everything, and with the Creator together, I want to arrange it as much as possible in the right way. I don't want to be in the false reality.
Well, what Dario tried to ask is the changes eventually happen within me.
All the changes are in me, of course. In the end, I will discover that's how it is.
But sometimes, somehow, how does it happen in terms of bestowal if in the end it happens within me?
Then who am I bestowing if it's on me? I'm not bestowing to anyone. Even the Creator's in me, and there's none else besides Him. And the fact that I've come to bestow to Him, what am I bestowing? I simply, inevitably acquire qualities, vessels of bestowal in order to adhere to Him. And then some essence is revealed which I don't know. I don't know. This, we talk about this in all kinds of words, which the Kabbalists bring us, but the essence after the correction is above our degrees, which we can talk about. Only a fool can think that with his current intellect he can even talk about the first spiritual degree. Never, furthermore, the final spiritual degree. Terence.
Je peux poser des questions sur le congrès qu'il va avoir en France.
Non, il y a un congrès en France, mais...
Well, let there be a French Congress. Okay. Go ahead.
Au Learning Center, où Jacques et moi on enseigne, on peut sentir qu'il y a encore des hésitations pour venir au congrès pour ces nouveaux étudiants.
In the Learning Center where Jacques and I are teaching, we still feel that some students have doubts in terms of coming to the convention.
I'm going to soon learn French faster than he translates into Hebrew.
Well, c'est des étudiants, ils sont déjà en contact avec les workshops que tu donnes. On organise des workshops dans ce Learning Center. Et on a commencé à leur parler du groupe aussi. Comment tu peux définir, c'est quoi un congrès pour... Comment est-ce que tu peux expliquer qu'est-ce qu'un congrès?
These students are already going through workshops. They're connected to your workshops, and also we give them workshops in the Learning Center. So I want to ask, how would you define a convention?
I have something to deliver to them in a way in which we will be able all to do only while we're all in one room together. Whoever wants to receive this from me, this knowledge, he should come. Whoever not, should not come. Okay? That's how it should be. More than that, I don't need to tell them.
We see that we who already study, we have envy and lust and honor, but people who don't study in a group and they don't have this thing yet, nothing will sting them? What will awaken them to come?
So I told him, if he will come and be with me together in the convention, he will receive something from me which is very important, which he won't receive if he's sitting at home, in a way that if he's at home, I won't be able to pass this to him. I need to see him. I need to feel him. He needs to be in my regular field of sight. That's it. Now, whoever wants and believes that truly this will influence him and help him advance in spirituality, as much as spirituality is important to him, then he should make an effort. And whoever doesn't, then shouldn't. But he should check. This is how it is towards every Congress. But right now I am aimed more towards the French students. And in general, to all of Europe. But the Europeans are coming maybe also to all sorts of other conventions in other places. Of course, we're going to do some convention in another place in Europe in another 6 months. But here, I truly want to invite all my students, friends, I don't know about friends, all my students from France.
Comment est-ce que tu expliques ce qu'est la diffusion à quelqu'un qui vient de connaître la notion de groupe?
איך אתה מסביר מה זה הפצה לאדם שעדיין...
How do you explain what is dissemination to a person who's not frequently attending lessons yet?
I don't explain it to them. For what?
Les nouveaux étudiants, ils apprennent ce qu'est le groupe. On est en train donc maintenant, on va leur expliquer aussi ce qu'est la diffusion, puisque lors du congrès, tu parleras de la diffusion.
A new person who starts studying now, what is a group? How do you explain from that point what is dissemination?
I don't explain. What are you talking about? For what? He needs to sit, he needs to study, he needs to get used to all these things. It needs to be for him already something that's calm and regular. Then you explain to him what a group is gradually. He cannot swallow it yet that spirituality is received in a connection with others, in the middle between us, that here it is instead of hatred going to bring love, and in this love we are going to discover spirituality. That love is the condition, like the carrier or the topic upon which we disclose spirituality. He doesn't know this yet, but gradually he will acquire this. He will see that it's like that, that there is no other way, that only in this it's possible to advance. And then, when he starts working with the group, where will he work with the group, or why does he need to connect to others? What is there between him and others and between him and the Creator? Then he needs dissemination. Otherwise, he will receive it as some kind of servitude that we're putting on top of him. Because he doesn't feel like there's any need for this. Look how difficult it is for us to explain to our friends in Israel that we need dissemination in order to advance. Furthermore, all those that are out there, we don't talk about it at all. My goal right now, as I'm coming to France, is to make a connection between all these French friends of ours, so that there will be in a connection between them to organize from them a group, a certain community, let's say. This is what I'm thinking to do. No more than that.
Un peu plus général, mais comment tu expliques que quand on fait un congrès de Kabbale, rassembler 300 personnes, 300 étudiants, c'est un casse-tête. Alors que j'ai mon ami, par exemple, qui organise la venue de Deepak Chopra, et il y a 1200 personnes qui viennent, et il y a encore, ça sera la même date.
How do you explain that when we organize a convention for 300 people, it's like we really have to break our minds to do it? And I have a friend I know who does an event for 1,200 people, and everything happens easily.
Because there they know what they're going to receive. They're coming there. There's probably good food, dancing, music, whatever they have there, a little to drink, a little to smoke, maybe something. Yes, I don't know your friend, but probably there's more and more things. Well, what do you want? A person comes there to enjoy. To enjoy. What is there not to enjoy there? What did you write in the convention that he will see this as a possibility to enjoy? Is there something?
Johnny Hallyday, quand il fait un well, concert, il y a des millions de
personnes.
So these are the French. There's wine. There's girls. There's women. There's what is there? Food. What are you attracting them with? What do they love? They love cigarettes, coffee, wine, and women. Are you offering them this? I'm saying this seriously. Maybe in a very crude manner, but the person needs to understand that he is going to profit from this, that this is going to be something he will be rewarded from. You're not turning to a person, you're turning to their will to receive. Are you showing to them that there is a great profit here? Maybe they don't see it now. Maybe not in that, he's not in that state yet, or doesn't understand yet what is being talked about. You need to explain to them, where's the paper there? A half page, not much. You know, there's like a certain limit, 500 words of how much people can even are capable of reading. And even that is divided into small little pieces. Where you explain to them that you're coming and it is promised to you. What? The next world? This world. Otherwise, they won't come. They won't come otherwise. Is that clear? What do you have to talk about your friend? There's a field here where 20,000 people come to see. 20,000 people are looking at these 20 people are running around with some ball on the field, and they're coming there, and there's a noise, and what? Something terrible. And I used to live in Rehovot, near this stadium, and I was in at the floor where I could actually look down and see this stadium. And I remember where it was in the beginning when I just moved here to Israel, and I could see how they're jumping on the net and like apes. They're like, you know, shaking up the fences. Surely like monkeys. As I'm telling you, you need to describe to them a state that's they're going to receive such pleasures. Check and see what's written there. Make some nice clip, something attractive, with something kind of, with a little bit of a hint. We have summarized that. What are we today? What task are we on today? That the main thing for us is not the action, but rather the expectation for the action from above. Yes? Why do I need to say these things? From tomorrow, it'll be you. Okay? Rav Yakoka, tomorrow will tell us what our task is. And with that,
one message before we conclude the World Kabbalah Convention in France from the 9th to 11th of May. We're inviting everyone to come to the convention in France. Of course, we'll have lessons and workshops together with Rav Lightman. For details, go to eurocongress.info. With this, we conclude. Good day. Great night. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם היטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב around the world a ray of light is coming
calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine. Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim дышат воздухом одним. Устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine. Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.